I think the other issue, of course, we alluded to in maintenance, was the docetaxel and stage 3B. The original SWOG study, when Gandera presented, was only stage 3B, that is, non-pleural effusion 3B. The HANA study had 3A and 3B in it, and when you looked at the data comparing 3B to 3B SWOG, they were exactly the same. And then he presented it again at ASCO. In other words, the curves, the survival curves were the same. And he presented the data again, looking at it a little differently now. And the feeling is maybe docetaxel is not the right drug for maintenance, and maybe it should be something else. If a patient is getting concurrent chemotherapy with radiation, and you only give, say, VP platinum times two, my own feeling is the patient should get some chemotherapy afterwards. And in my situation, I would probably give concurrent chemo, that is combination chemotherapy. And right at the moment, if I'm treating an adenocarcinoma, it'd probably be pemetrexate, carboplatin, or something like that. What is interesting is I probably can justify it because it'd be second line, if you will.
What were your thoughts about the paper presented at ASCO looking at pemetrexate maintenance? Can you kind of review what was looked at and what your thoughts were about it?
Well, the study took several combination chemotherapeutic regimens and then randomized in a 2-to-1 randomization between pemetrexate versus a placebo. Both groups got vitamin B12 folate and dexamethasone. What it didn't do is, and the study wasn't designed to do it, was to do immediate versus delayed. The year before, we had the Phidias study, which took docetaxel and take the same population of patients randomized between immediate docetaxel or delayed docetaxel when you had progression. And the immediate showed a better response rate, but it didn't show an overall survival rate either. And the progression-free survival was better as well. So it didn't show. So now you have conflicting data. That is, you know, here's a study. And by the way, it also showed that the adenocarcinomas did better than the maintenance with the pemetrexate. For those of us that have been doing this a long time, whether you treated breast cancer in 1980 or so, or lung cancer, or colon cancer, once a patient had metastatic disease, they were on chemotherapy till they died. And when things changed to get off chemotherapy, patients actually felt pretty good. And now we've almost come full circle to say, do patients have to get maintenance therapy? Will this right study be done? The answer is probably not. In other words, delayed versus immediate.
I mean, you do have the issue of chemotherapy holidays in colon cancer that they've explored a lot. How do you approach the situation yourself outside of protocol setting?
You know, I haven't been giving maintenance therapy. I think the trickier part is going to be you put a patient on bevacizumab plus chemotherapy, give them 4 to 6 cycles, and then you leave them on, based on the ECOG study, the bevacizumab. You're left with then stable disease. Do you add pemetrexate? There are studies looking at Bev and pemetrexate, cetuximab, pemetrexate. If you think about it for a second, that might be very valuable data, but I think you need a study to show it. The one thing I am sure of, the cost of that is astronomical. You're talking about bevacizumab, $8,000 to $11,000 every 3 weeks, and the pemetrexate is not cheap either.